Ave Maria.
Hello, friends, and welcome to day six, where we are preparing to consecrate ourselves to Mary. Today, we are talking about what?
Love.
Love. Mm-hmm. And what about love? My love.
Well, you know, she really touches on the fact that God, if God did not love us, we would not exist. Hmm. You know, he really had no need to create us, but out of love, he created us. And therefore, it is just and right for us to love him back.
That's really interesting. I thought of the creation story when at the beginning, God says, let there be light. Bam, there's light. And he continues to create the next day something. And then he gets to the sixth day and we hear God say, let us make man in our image. And what strikes me in the creation story is that what does man do on his first full day of existence? Well, that would be the seventh day. Mm-hmm. And he rests with God. Mm-hmm. It's like right from the very beginning of Revelation, we have God communicating to us that we are made to rest in him. Mm-hmm. And who is God? 1 John 4:8, God is love. So get this, if God made us, we come from love, we're to rest in love, and we're to go back to love for all eternity. We're made by love for love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, ultimately, there's nothing that we can do to actually repay God for what he's done for us, you know, in terms of loving him. But yet he wants us to give him what we can. Just like a child, and she mentions this, just like a child who gives us kisses or hugs
or crafts. We get lots of crafts.
You know, it blesses my heart when my child does something like that for me. How much more does that bless God's heart when we give him our little gifts throughout the day?
Yes. And what are those little gifts? I remember one time years ago, lying on the couch with this horrifying thought, do I love God? Because I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. I was like, in this very moment, I don't feel like I love God. And it bothered me. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with me? How come my emotions aren't telling me I'm in love with God? I love God. Mm-hmm. And then this other thought came right away. The scripture, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I realized something, that our love for God is not based upon our affection and feelings for him, because our feelings are disordered. They go up and they go down. Mm-hmm. They're not subordinate to our wills. Our emotions are not an accurate indicator if we love.
That's right.
What is our will. What are we choosing during the day? If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yeah, so acknowledging him throughout the day. You know, saying little words of praise. You know, how much do I appreciate it when you say kind things to me? And she talks about this too, how like the husband and wife, and how the wife will make sacrifices in order to make her husband happy. And the husband will make sacrifices in order to make his wife happy. And how the fruit of that is peace and joy. And these are all things that everybody in the world are longing for. Everybody longs for peace. Everybody longs for joy. And yet we are doing things in the wrong manner in order to gain that. And it's not true joy and true peace. It's an illusion. And she makes reference to that as well.
Our love for Jesus is directly connected to our love for our neighbor. This is one of a key point that she makes as well. And I relate this back to our life, which you've already touched on, is that the way I love God is through you. This is the sacrament of marriage. So when I love Janelle, when I sacrifice for her, when I praise her, when I serve, I'm doing this in one sense to Jesus. Because do you remember what Jesus says? To the least of these, you do to me. So in other words, if I as a husband fail to love you, I'm failing to love Jesus. And so in one real sense, Janelle is my salvation. Because it's through Janelle and the sacrament of marriage that I learn to love Jesus. And then from that, the fruit of our marriage, God has blessed us with children. So in a very real way, the way I love my children is directly connected to how I love Jesus. And my children show me very often how little love I have for Jesus. Because I get impatient. That's one of my big struggles. And Janelle knows this. Like, I get impatient. And I just have to acknowledge that and run to his mercy. And I feel like God is more willing to forgive than we are willing to ask for mercy.
Hmm.
Many of our responsibilities have to do with the relationships that we have with people and our circumstances. Mm-hmm. To ignore those relationships is to ignore Jesus. Now, we can't serve every single person, but who is immediately in our life?
Mm-hmm.
Who is our responsibility? That, I believe, is where we need to focus. And that's where we really learn to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes it's easier to love some people than others, you know? Okay, so another really great part in the book is when Sister Lucia makes reference to how we win the kingdom of heaven. And it's by denying ourselves. And she says, like, by doing violence, which I had to kind of, like, figure out what that exactly meant. But, you know, when we deny ourselves, in a way, it's kind of a little act of violence. Like, it's hard.
It feels unnatural.
It's painful. It feels unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to overcome ourselves, and we need to conquer our evil inclinations. And there's many ways that we can do this, by acts of penance, by fasting, denying ourselves of those simple pleasures. And then I just think in order for us to follow Christ, we have to turn our backs on those things. It's not easy to change our ways, but you know what? It is so worth it.
She says, the kingdom of God is won by violence.
Yeah.
It's interesting, because isn't that what Jesus did? The cross was a very violent act.
Mm.
It was the most violent, most cruel thing that Jesus subject himself to. He didn't do the violence, but he allowed violence to be done to him and won the kingdom of God for us.
Hmm.
I mean, think about that moment. See, love proves itself through sacrifice. So how do you know if you love somebody? Well, you're willing to sacrifice for
mm-hmm.
them. And this is clearly seen in the life of Jesus. And the high point of this is Jesus on the cross. Where he's on the cross, he's got people down below pointing up at him saying, if you are who you say you are, save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, couldn't Jesus save himself? Of course. I mean, he saved others. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He said three words, Lazarus, come out. Cannot he say to the nails, nails, come out? So when you look at the crucifix, you have to conclude it's not nails holding Jesus there, but the power of his love for you. And this is the love that we are made for, that we are called into to participate and to give to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is love that satisfies our hearts. Let's relate this back to Mary. At the beginning of the chapter, Sister Lucia said that God loved Mary more than anyone else that he's ever created, but that he had each one of us equally present in his mind before the foundation of the world. But this is what St. Alphonsus says.
She, Mary, loved God more in the first moment of her life than all the saints and angels have loved him in the whole course of theirs.
There is nobody that has loved God more than Mary. So if we are struggling to love, who do we run to? We thrust ourselves into the arms of our mother, Mary, who can intercede for us to grant us the gift of charity, this gift of love.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pray for that today by saying the rosary. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us. Hey, thanks for watching. Would you like to spread the message of Our Lady of Fatima? It's simple. Just share this video with others.
And to get all our regular scheduled videos emailed to you, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and sign up. God bless, friends.